How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The government says increasing wages aren't to blame for Australia's inflation rate. From July 1st, workers on an award or minimum wage will see a 3.75% increase to their pay, whilst annual inflation was up to 4% in May. Government data shows the average full-time wage for an award worker has increased by $10,400 a year since Labor took office. Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations Tony Burke says increased wages aren't driving inflation.
When we first started pushing for wage increases, there was some fairly hysterical commentary from our opponents saying it would cause a wage price spiral, that somehow 11% of Australia's payroll, which is what we're talking about here, 11% of Australia's payroll was somehow going to be to blame for inflation. The reality is people on more modest incomes and people on low incomes are the people who are under the most pressure whenever inflation goes up.
France is heading to the polls this weekend after an election was called by President Emmanuel Macron. Mr. Macron called the election after his party was defeated by the far-right National Rally in the European parliamentary vote. The National Rally, led by Marine Le Pen, is leading all polls ahead of the two-round elections. However, the outcome remains highly uncertain due to France's complex two-stage voting system and potential political alliances. Senior lecturer at the Australian National University, Dr. Romain Fathi, told SBS French the National Rally is likely to form majority government.
A win for the National Rally of Marine Le Pen and Jordan Bardella is very unlikely. They are not likely to get a full majority. They may be able to get a minority government up, but even that scenario is more likely, but still unlikely. But let's assume that they do. I don't think that much would change between France and Australia.
Israeli authorities say 68 sick and injured children plus their companions have been allowed out of the Gaza Strip and into Egypt for medical treatment. The Israeli military says the operation was carried out with officials from the United States, Egypt and the international community. The children and their companions left the Gaza Strip through the Kerem Shalom crossing with the patients to travel to Egypt and further abroad for medical treatment. Meanwhile, Palestinians northern Rafah says they're fleeing constant Israeli artillery shelling around their makeshift tent camp. One resident says shelling is falling around them at all times.
Nowhere is safe. Every other day we have to be displaced. Only an hour ago they bombed just here. Every night we can't sleep. Ask anyone here. We can't sleep. We're worried for our children. I could stay here, but I worry for the kids. I fear they will be martyred. We already lost many. That is why I left.
In sport, the federal government has announced Australia's elite athletes, coaches and support staff will receive an additional $283 million in funding over the next 2 years. It's in an effort to improve Australia's chances at the Olympics. Minister for Sport, Annika Wells, says one of the most exciting parts for her is that funding for Paralympians will more than double.
This record funding also means that finally a government has begun addressing the imbalances between able-bodied and para sport. For years, government funding for sports has been around 85% to able-bodied sports and 15% to para. And I know when I learnt that stat, that really weighed on me, as I know it has weighed on many people who love Australian sport and have loved Australian sport for decades. But when I took it to the PM, he didn't hesitate. He backed us.
And that's SBS News in easy English.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.